35.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Ty Bollinger, if you had a choice, where do you want to get stung by a bee?
Let's see. Probably on your nose.
No, that'd be hurt.
Oh, it has to be on me somewhere?
Yeah, one of our listeners, Randall, says, how about Paris, France?
How about on the shoe?
I like that thought. On the shoe, yes. Sting me on the shoe.
Yeah.
By the way, homeopathic response to that Apis mellifica, homeopathic bee venom. That's one way you can address a bee sting, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep. I got a question for Super Don.
Oh, okay.
Super Don there? Super Don?
Yeah,
Super
Don? What's up?
Okay.
He was hiding from you.
You dastardly daredevil that daydreams about dead ducks as you double dare. You ready?
Here we go.
Question for Super Don.
Go ahead.
Filthy Freaky Fred found 50 feet of fancy fruit and fed 40 feet to his friend Fat Frank, how many feet of fruit did Filthy Freaky Fred find?
4.7.
There we go. There's my alliteration. I heard you guys talking about the alliterations.
Yeah, I'm just glad, Ty, you didn't ask me that question. That's seriously putting somebody on the spot. Anyway, hey, Outside the Box Wednesday. We're back, PMB, RSB together. Of course, Unlock the Power to Heal, cranking up the healing all over the planet now as the book gets out there. We appreciate that. And we got lots of stories. And there's never enough time to cover them all, but we're going to do our level best.
We are going to do our level best, and let's start out with Save the Turtles, Kill the Rancher.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about this story because, I'm worried about it becoming another Ruby Ridge where federal agents will shoot somebody because they simply are just not complying with what the federal government says they should do, even though they don't have the authority to do it. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. This is a disturbing story. I will be interested to see how it pans out. But there's a Nevada cattle rancher. His name is Bundy, and he is currently at this point. He's got snipers on his property, helicopters, convoys of government vehicles. I think I read over 300 agents out there. And what is his crime? He is letting his cows graze on public land. I guess for lack of a better description, that's his crime. And,
well, why should it be a problem? Is it destroying the land? You think there's an ecosystem where animals work with the land and they leave something behind for more stuff to grow in? Does the federal government not get that?
Well, initially the land, it's like 600,000 acre section of public land there. And they've claimed that he's violated a 1993 Bureau of Land Management ruling, which changed grazing rights in order to protect endangered turtles. So they're saying that the cows are eating the grass that the turtles need, and it's going to endanger this species of turtle. Apparently they don't understand is that one of the most yummy treats for turtles is cow poop. As a matter of fact, it is. It's much more nutritious for them than the grass as well, and turtles will eat through the cow poop. So it doesn't have to be an either or situation here. God made these animals to coexist, and there's a harmony between them. Apparently, the government doesn't really understand that very well. And another thing they don't understand is that this is U.S. common law, and it's also part of Nevada state law. It's called, this beneficial use of this property. And that's what happens when you go onto a property. Apparently, this guy Bundy, his grandparents, great grandparents, settled in Nevada, and they staked out a claim. And when you do that, and your horses and your cows, they drink the water, they eat the grass, then mm-hmm. that turns into what's called beneficial use, which is common law. And so, right. in other words, you have an implicit right at that point to use that land. And so what the government's doing now is coming in and they're violating common law, and they're actually violating Nevada state law by trying to get him off of that land to which he has beneficial use of.
Well, you know what? I mean, this could be stopped in a second if the sheriff of whatever county this in knew he was basically the highest officer in that area, and it could kick out the feds.
Mm-hmm.
For violating the rights of the people of the state. And where is Sheriff Mack in this? I'm sure he knows this. What about the sheriff there? Is he just cowering in fear because he wants his budget, bumped up with all of the Homeland Security stuff that they send to these sheriffs who comply with federal land grabs?
Yeah, that's a good question. Number one, does the sheriff even know that he's the highest law enforcement agent in that area?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, if he does, he's shrinking away from his duty because he does have the duty to protect
send them
this
home.
Man. Yeah, he should send them home.
Yeah,
that is if he had a pair, which many sheriffs don't anymore.
Maybe the bee stung him there. I don't know.
Maybe he got stung there and he's doctoring it up.
Yeah, and if he doesn't step up to do the right thing, he probably sends his kids to a government school and gets a doctor's note to be able to send food from home with his little kid. What is this?
Yeah, this is a very interesting story here. It's on realpharmacy.com, and it's an actual note that was sent home to the parents from this school, and they're saying that in order to send a lunch with your kid that's, a bag lunch, mm-hmm. that you have to have a doctor's note in order for them to allow your child to eat a bag lunch. Otherwise, they're going to be forced to eat the lunch that the school provides, which is interesting in light of the fact that the school food is the food that contains the GMOs and the pesticides and the artificial colors and the preservatives and the hormone-laden dairy and meat products. And most likely, the people that are sending their kids the lunches are going to be sending something much more healthy than that. So that's interesting that you have to get a doctor's note that you can eat healthy food as opposed to eating the corn dogs or the chicken nuggets or the beef tostadas or pepperoni pizza or whatever other junk they're feeding him.
Well, I'm reading this, Ty, and it's saying not only do they have to give you a note, but it has to be a note specifying that the child has a medical condition that requires a diet that can only be supported by a home, packed lunch.
And how about this? How about their condition is that they don't want to ingest poison?
Right. I mean, isn't it? Hey, my child's condition, it's called life, and I want him to be healthy. And I don't want him eating GMO, USDA, hormone-infested meat. How about that?
Yeah. Schmeat.
Schmeat. Yeah, and you're going to get a physician to sign off on that who had no nutritional training or maybe a couple hours of it?
A couple of hours.
And this is where? This is crazy stuff.
I don't know where this
Richmond, Virginia.
Is it Virginia? Okay.
Yeah, far out of the District of Criminals.
I was going to say, what would we expect with the being so close to the District of Criminals? Here's the way the article ends. I'll just read this because this is well put. They say, why should the parents be required to bear the expense of a doctor's visit to get the required note to be allowed to send healthful homemade lunches for their children? I'll tell you why. Because, you see, the federal government must have all the little children on board in order to subsidize the farmers, make the rich richer, make the poor sicker. Throw in some Obamacare to treat the resulting nutritionally driven illnesses, and it is a win-win situation. At least it is if you own a food processing plant, a medical facility, or a factory farm, and you're not the ones eating that so-called food.
Mm.
That's well put. I mean, I couldn't put any better.
Yeah.
And speaking of Obamacare, since we just mentioned it in that final quote from the article, I heard you and Super Don talking about Hammer and Hank.
Yeah, I was really disappointed in Hank Aaron. I mean, what an amazing individual, what he's gone through in his life. He certainly lived through some very racially divisive and difficult times in American history through baseball and what he achieved. Nothing we say now is going to take away from those achievements. But for him to say that if you oppose Obama's policies, that you're mm-hmm. somehow, like the KKK, come on, Hank. Come on.
Yeah, that's just, it's ridiculous. He is quoted as saying that those that oppose Obamacare are similar to the KKK, except we don't wear hoods, we just wear neckties and star shirts.
Yeah, and I pointed out the fact, and tomorrow we're going to have Brian Hooker on the show, and he's found out that since 2002, the CDC actually knew that African-American boys, young boys, if on the vaccine schedule, getting the MMR shot on time, according to the schedule, and not delaying it, have two or three times, we'll confirm this tomorrow, more likelihood of developing autism or something in the autism spectrum. And, it, you know, it, you think if that's not racist, what isn't? Three times more black kids than white kids are going to get autism from being on the vaccine schedule. That's the government. That's the CDC, Hammer and Hank. I know you don't know this, but if you did, would you speak out about it?
That's a good question. You know, people like Hank Aaron, you know, we talked about LeBron James a couple weeks ago being a kind of a pawn for Obamacare. You know, I honestly don't think that they even have a clue about what's really going on. I don't think they have a clue that, that people are losing their health insurance, that they're paying more, that they're going to get less coverage and so forth. They're right. they're just shills. You know, they are front men for this system. But I don't really think they're in the know about the veracity or the lack thereof of their statements. I honestly don't think Hammer and Hank actually believes this. That's the scary part. I think that people actually believe that people that are opposed to Obama or Obamacare or anything that he happens to do are racist just because he's a black man. I'm not opposed to the black part of him. I hate the 50% white part of him, so I'm not a racist.
Right.
He's half white. I don't like the white part of him.
Right, exactly. We love the extra melanin. Listen, this is also an interesting thing, because when you talk about some of the folks that have gone through the civil rights era and fought the good fight, stood up for the rights, and again, nothing we say here takes away from any of the good works that are done, but you know, they mentioned in this article, like Al Sharpton, who is now a racial agitator, in my opinion.
We
published an article from John Rappaport just yesterday about this, the fact that he was an agitator being paid for by Republican operative interest in the early 2000s. I mean, stunning stuff I didn't even know about. And so you say these lines, these color lines are blurred. These people are tending to be opportunists. And again, I don't know Hank Aaron personally, and I tend to believe he's just speaking out about what he feels based on his own experience. But I think the reality is, when you step back, you look at the modern medical monopoly as endorsed by Republicans and Democrats. This is the point. Beyond color, the fact is it's targeting those who have more pigment than less, even more.
Yeah.
Seriously, more dangerous to those folks. If you look at your own tribe as to the color of your skin, you should be speaking out against Obamacare, as you should have spoken out against Bush care and Hillary care before.
Well said. And that reminds me of your interview. I hear the music, but that reminds me of your Fox interview, the most recent one, where you talked about the false left-right paradigm. And you did a brilliant job on that show of breaking through that.
Yeah, they're all wrong. Left and right, they're all wrong on modern medicine. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger when we go outside the box.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Voila! In view, a humble vaudevillian veteran cast vicariously as both victim and villain by the vicissitudes of fate. Vice versa, remember that valiance is a virtue often vacant from these vermin.
I can't compete with that, Ty. I just can't. I got nowhere to go. Super Don is he's running for the hills.
Please, do not ask me what it means.
Wow.
Because I have no idea, but it sounded neat.
Listen, you know, I am very, very impressed, but just remember that the only verdict is vengeance. A vendetta held is a votive, not in vain, for the value and veracity of such shall one day vindicate the vigilant and the virtuous.
Good Lord.
You know, all you need now, Don, is the mask and URV.
All right.
I love it. Favorite movie.
Keep it up. We're going to turn off your microphone. No, V for Vendetta. Great, great, great movie. Listen, is the shaken baby syndrome real? I saw people asking this question, and I would say in the vast majority of the cases it is not. Can you shake a baby to the point where they are injured or die? Yes, of course, that's possible to do to an adult human. But is it really happening in the cases where parents are being sent away to prison, or is it something else? This is the story, and Ty, man, this is outrageous. 20 years in jail, a dad?
Yeah.
Was it related to what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, this is sad. This is a story about a man named Bryant Arroyo. He was put in jail in 1995 for the murder of his stepson. The doctor said shaken baby syndrome. The interesting thing about this article is it lays out the schedule of vaccines that the little boy had right before he died. And he had three different rounds of Hep B and two of the DPT just before he died. Now, there was a pathologist that was brought in to investigate the case, and he has shed light on the fact that actually the baby was very, very sick before he died, and he had lost a lot of weight during the month previous to his death.
And since that time, we've had the research by Dr. Ken, it's a Japanese last name, Sumiyama, mm-hmm. who has shown that repeated vaccine injections systematically cause autoimmune disease. And so you look at a lot of the vaccines that this young boy had had, you look at the symptoms of shaken baby syndrome, and they are identical to vaccine injury. And you yes. look at you put that together with the DPT vaccine, which we talk about repeatedly, that on the insert says that it may cause SIDS, which is just the flip side of the coin of shaken baby syndrome. Shaken baby syndrome, they just blame the parents for it. And right. with SIDS, they say the baby just died, but we
right.
don't know why.
It's anything but vaccines. And right. Dr. Muhammad Ali Al-Bayati, who we've interviewed on this show many years ago, was actually brought in to investigate and reported, as you said, I mean, the kid was sick, lost lots of weight during the 43 days before he died. And is there a consideration, is there new information, is this being considered by a judge maybe to say, okay, we've wrongly imprisoned this man, or is there a movement on? How can we get the word out? Because this is just sounds horrific.
Yeah, this is horrific, and here's the thing that's concerning. You have a baby that's just has received repeated doses of these vaccines. You have the vaccines with the package insert that says these vaccines have been related to these following adverse events, one of which is SIDS, which is identical to shaken baby syndrome, as I mentioned. It's just now with shaken baby, they blame the parents for it, but it's the same condition. And so on the insert to the vaccines, it says that these vaccines basically may cause death. You have a baby that dies, but instead of looking at the vaccines, they imprison the parent. That's the problem, is they're not even willing to look at the possibility that this is vaccine damage. That's already been ruled out. Now they've got to find a scapegoat, and so they throw the parent in jail. That's what's concerning, because as you've seen over the past week, and as I've seen, and Charlene is just, she does a great job on her Facebook and Twitter with the, mm-hmm. a lot of the stories that we post, but the trolls are out in full force when you post right. anything that's anti-vaccine on these social networks.
Sure, and when we talk anti-vaccine, we're actually pro-good information to relate, discuss, debate even. But as you said, they're trolls, they're robots. They scream and mm-hmm. yell. They call you nasty names we can't even say on the air. And
yeah.
I'm going to go on Jerry Doyle tonight and talk about this. He wants me to talk. I told him. I warned him. I said, you're going to get hate mail with what I have to say. But he's like, all right, come on. Good kudos to JD. So we're going to do that. We got a lot more healing to go. This is the special edition we do every Wednesday with TMB and RSV. Outside the box. Outside the box we go. Don't slap the baby. But we'll tell you who did get slapped. But will it make a difference? They were slapped with a lot of zeros. I don't know if it's going to make a difference, but the drug is named Actos. What did the companies that make it and market it do wrong, and why were they slapped with $9 billion in damages? Coming back with TMB RSB after the break.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Thank you. And say thank you to all our wonderful sponsors, including our friends at Better Way Health and, of course, the Beta 1 3D glucans we love so much to modulate immunity. And, of course, when you do, you can also get Cancer Step Outside the Box, and you can get Unlock the Power to Heal, among a lot of other great things at Better Way Health, and available right now, as well as our good friends at Carnivora and Richard Ostro. We appreciate them, and they've extended the sale another week. If you haven't taken advantage of the Carnivora deal, the capsules are available. Buy two, get one free. Carnivora.com. There is a toll-free number as well, and it is an 866 number, 836-8735, 836-8735. Again, 866 number. Give them a call. Say hi and thanks from us. And, of course, Ty, we're not much into slapping kids or anybody around, but Big Pharma got slapped a little bit, but is it going to matter?
Big Pharma got slapped. It's a little bit to them. It's a big bit to us. Mm-hmm. But it looks like Lilly got a $9 billion
judgment against them regarding their drug Actos, apparently. It's a diabetes drug, but it has been linked to bladder cancer. And so, yeah, just another one of the long list of fines for Big Pharma. Unfortunately, they make so much money that to us this would be the equivalent of fining us a nickel. You know, even though $9 billion sure sounds like a lot, but compared to their profits, that's not a huge fine. And, and sadly, I don't know that it will do anything to squelch the disinformation that goes out with these advertising. You know, we talked about this last week, Robert, but can you imagine if we got on here to talk about some of these products that we love so much, the Carnivora or the Beta-1,3-D Glucan or the Sovereign Silver or any of these natural supplements that are non-toxic, that don't have any side effects. But can you imagine if we got on the show and after we talked about the potential benefits of these natural supplements, we had to list the disclaimer that side effects include bleeding from the eyes, bruising, blackouts, bloody stools, coughing blood, vomiting blood, numbness, tingling, muscle weakness, blah, blah, blah. And then the list goes on and on. Can you imagine if we actually had to do that and we still continued to sell the product or to represent the product, what kind of sellouts we would be? But that's what Big Pharma does every day. When you see these commercials on television where you've got the nice butterflies flying around and the man and the woman holding hands or swinging on a swing set or at a park, and it takes about 15, 20, 25 seconds to get through all the side effects. That's exactly what Big Pharma is doing every day. They are selling out because they're selling drugs that they know are going to harm people.
Yeah, exactly. And you do the right thing. You do a perfectly legal, correct thing, like taking, for instance, the CBD from the industrial hemp plant, that, you know, they're going to be scrutinizing you. They're going to pretend you're doing something illegal or bad. I mean, that's because, as we've said so many times before, in violation of the First Amendment to not only the federal constitution, but every state constitution, the state has set up an organized state religion. And it's the medical monopoly. It's modern medicine. And that is what we're up against. That's why, for any of you who don't realize it, and you don't want to vaccinate, but you say, well, it's not against my religion to vaccinate because maybe you don't understand it deeply as you should. Maybe you will. It is all religious. It is all spiritual. And if you don't want to vaccinate, even if everybody else that goes to the same church, synagogue, or mosque believes otherwise, you can still claim religious exemption. Unless supposedly you're in, like, Mississippi or West Virginia, and if that's the case, then move. Because that's a criminal state to live in, as far as I'm concerned, when they run roughshod over your religious beliefs.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you mentioned that the spiritual aspect of this. You were mentioning faith on some posts on Sunday that those people that believe in vaccines are doing it based on faith.
Yes,
because there are no double blind placebo tests. There are no studies that prove that vaccines will not harm you. So those that vaccinate are doing it based on faith. And you mentioned that in a post, and somebody just went all after you.
Oh, yeah, they really didn't like that. Oh, my gosh. And as they said, they were throwing epithets that we can't even say on the air here.
Yeah.
And it's because when you call them out on the same thing, they would try to call us out and say, well, you're not scientific. You're not a scientist.
Right.
You're not. Okay, all right. Let's just ask you one question. Where's the double-blind placebo-controlled studies that show that your vaccines work as you say they do? Oh, well, we can't conduct those studies. That would be unethical. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I got probably 100 families with non-vaccinated kids that would be happy to report everything about the medical history of their kids based on them not being vaccinated. It's unethical. It's immoral. What? What? And then they start yelling at you because they got nowhere to go. The same thing that they say, the gold standard doesn't apply to them.
Well, you know, it's the equivalent of when you were in junior high school and you got into a verbal argument with someone. And you pin them up in a tree, and you cut the limbs off beneath them, and they don't have anything to stand on. So they say, well, you're fat and your daddy's ugly. You know, that's the equivalent of the way that they argue with us now. Is, you know, they curse, they drop F-bombs, they call you names, they say you're a quack. You know, for instance, the guy that dropped some F-bombs on you, I got on there and said, I tweeted back and said, oh, that was a really good one. You obviously took debate in high school. And then the response to that was, oh, no, I actually was absent from Quackery 101. So, you see,
right.
These are just the patent comebacks. These are the talking points
mm-hmm.
for those that believe in the religion of vaccinating their
Correct.
Children or
Correct.
Making you vaccinate your child.
Correct.
Those
and it's so important.
Points.
It's so important, and I'm glad you brought that up. Again, they're arguing that their beliefs are better than your beliefs. And it's again, it's another form of religion, except this time it's sanctioned by the state, and it could take
yeah.
your life. So,
and here's the question, and we've talked about this before, because we get accused of causing these pandemics, causing mm-hmm. these epidemics of measles and mumps and all these mm-hmm. other outbreaks. When the
right.
fact of the matter is, lately all the outbreaks are in vaccinated areas, but we get blamed for it. The people that are opposed to vaccines, if vaccines protect you, then it shouldn't matter to you if my children are vaccinated or not. If the vaccine
right.
did what it was supposed to, you shouldn't really care, should you?
It's not about that. It's about the falsity of herd immunity and collectivism. It is. Immunological collectivism. So, wish me luck tonight on Jerry Doyle's show. I've got to go down some dangerous territory on a show that's very mainstream at the same time. JD, to his credit, very open to a lot of discussion. And he doesn't shout you down because, he thinks. He's a thinker. And if you're thinking about this, you can handle the information and go back and digest it and come to your own conclusions. And we'll do that.
Yeah.
You getting hungry, Ty? You getting hungry?
Well, you know what? I am hungry. I'm actually fasting right now, so I am hungry for more reasons than one. Haven't eaten in a few days. One thing I'm not hungry for, though,
yeah.
is chips. I'm not hungry for chips.
I was just going to offer you some chips.
I thought you might, but I'm not. I'm not hungry for chips.
But this is different. This is a brand that is like man, they've got technology behind. This is the high-tech brand of the world. It's the DARPA brand.
Are these really small chips? They call them microchips?
Yeah, microchips. I mean, they're so small they could be like the size of a grain of salt. Why wouldn't you want that? Besides the fact it won't fill you up, it'll fill you up with some things you don't want. Chips. Microchips. Do you really want to eat microchips? Gotta love my eggs with RFID. I just pour it right on. Mm-mm. Spicy, spicy, spicy.
That's spicy meatball.
Lord. That was actually something Superdome dug out of the archives from many years ago when we covered the RFID chips with one of the authors from Spy Chips. Which was interesting. But, yeah, they want us to eat microchips for dinner. And what are these things supposed to do? Are they going to argue that it'll save our lives because it'll tell us when to take medication or if we haven't?
Well, that's one of the things. And this is an article that is focusing on the former director for DARPA, who is now an executive for Google. Regina mm-hmm. Dugan is her name. And they are pushing for an edible authentication microchip that basically allows you that you would swallow and it would allow you to know when you need to take medicines. That would be like a switch to activate your or to authenticate your cell phones, your car doors, all these other devices, but it would be internal.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks this is a good thing. It's basically a microchip with a switch on it. It's tiny. It's probably so tiny it's very probably difficult to see. But she says it has what amounts to be to an inside out potato battery, whatever that means. So when you swallow it, the uh-huh. acids in your stomach serve as the electrolyte that powers it up.
Electrical conductor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of how it works. Look, somebody wants to go swallow a microchip, that's fine. But my concern is that we are heading into a situation where this will be something that you have to do in the future. Otherwise, you won't have access to any of the conveniences that we have in modern society. I think that's where
right.
this is heading eventually. We're not there yet.
I don't think that George Orwell even saw this one coming when he said, Big Brother is watching you. Big Brother ain't watching you. Big Brother is in you.
In you.
Look out. Look out. Also,
yeah.
could be on you if you wear the bracelets that evidently the Obama administration wants you to wear. Is it true? Is this real? Obama wants gun owners to wear RFID encoded bracelets?
Well, look, we know when this is not conjecture. This is one of the Obama administration's stated goals is they want to
tighten down the new gun law, the gun laws. They want to make it harder to get guns. They want to crack down on the Second Amendment. As a matter of fact, Attorney General Eric Holder, about a decade ago, and you can watch this, go out and search for Holder on guns, you can watch this video. He says, we have to brainwash people into thinking a different way about guns. So it's obvious that that is one of their intentions, to crack down on the Second Amendment. And recently, I think it was just last week, that Holder said that they're looking at gun tracing bracelets. So people that own guns would have to have a RFID bracelet in order to track them. This is one of those common sense reforms that they keep talking about, right? And I'm being sarcastic. It's not common sense to me. It's very obtrusive, and it's very anti-American. It's very anti-freedom. But this is what they would call a common sense reform to the gun laws, to make anybody that owns a gun wear an RFID bracelet. To me, it smells more like tyranny than freedom to me.
Listen, I don't want the government to know whether anyone has a gun, honestly. I mean, I know somebody will be like, oh,
it's not their business.
No, it's not their business.
You know what? I got an idea. Why don't we make Congress wear RFID bracelets so we can track them and see how many brothels they go to?
Well, even better, and I like the idea, let's make them eat the bracelets.
Hey, right? There you go.
Yeah. Eat your bracelet. We'll be back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy color. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome? The way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine. Just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Warrior, you are the Ultimate Warrior fans, and the spirit of Ultimate Warrior will run forever.
Well, may the Ultimate Warrior rest in peace. What happened here, Ty? You knew this guy.
Yeah, this was shocking. Super Don sent me the article this morning. He died yesterday. His name was Jim Helwig. 54 years old, and he went by the moniker the Ultimate Warrior as a wrestler. He actually started out the way that I knew him was in high school in Louisiana. I trained at the local gym, and he was just getting his start in wrestling, and he went by the Blade Runner Rock at that point. But I got to know him, and I worked out with him and his partner at that time, who is known as Sting now. So they both became very famous wrestlers. But I guess a couple nights ago, that clip was from when he was inducted into the WWF Hall of Fame, and then he dropped dead the next day. He died yesterday. I read he was walking to his car, and he just dropped dead. So he leaves a wife and two daughters, which is really sad. He was actually a pretty nice guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know any of the details involved with his death, but just speculating, I know the drugs that are involved in that kind of lifestyle, you know, with bodybuilding and wrestling and being that big, and you know, I know that the 99% of the guys used very heavily, and I know the diets that are involved,
and they're brutal on the liver and the kidneys.
Brutal. Yeah. And you know, and one of the things too that bodybuilders, at least back in the day that I was competing, we ran away from fat like it was the devil. But the fact of the matter is, you can't be healthy if you don't intake good fats, and a lack of good fats can cause heart issues. So I don't know. They'll probably do an autopsy and we'll find out why he died. But bottom line is, just because you look healthy doesn't mean you're necessarily healthy. And I feel really bad for his wife and his daughters, because now he's 54 year old man. He's gone, and so they're gonna miss a husband and a father. But I guess this is a good opportunity for us to take to be sure that we're teaching our kids how to be healthy, not how to look healthy, but how to be healthy. And so that kind of brings me to a story that you told me this weekend, which is really cool, about Ariana. So tell us the story of what happened this weekend with the birthday party.
Well, we didn't know. My daughter is like, she knows everybody in the neighborhood. She knows every dog and cat in the neighborhood, and they all know her. And so she just runs around, and she happens to go to a house where some kids are, and they were having a birthday party. So they just said, come on in. And normally, you know, when there's a birthday party we know she's going to, we will make her an organic treat because we know that most families aren't organic. So at least she doesn't feel left out. So she went to this party. She was gone for hours, came back, and I asked her, did you eat some birthday cake or whatever? Ari, what happened at this party? Talk into the microphone right here. Right here.
Well, so I went to the party with my friends Emma and Austin, mm-hmm. and we had water fights, we had water guns, even though I was in my new shirt and
yeah,
skirt.
Yeah, but Ari, how come you didn't eat the cake they had and the ice cream they had? Because
I was having so much fun, I didn't even want food.
Yeah, but, you know, you could have eaten. I wasn't there to watch you. How come you didn't eat the food?
Because it's not organic.
But I wasn't there to watch you. You could have snuck it, and I wouldn't have known. Would I?
Excuse me.
Excuse me? What does that mean? Yes, we're live.
Do you hear this? That's me clapping for Ariana. Ariana, I'm really proud of you. That was a great story, and what a good testament to your parents teaching you how to make good choices. So that's, I'm really proud of you. Can you feel the pride coming all the way from Texas to Florida?
I guess so.
Ari, no, that was great. Like you said, that's the point of this story, is that you teach your kids the way you want them to live, but you have to live that way, or else they see right through it. And the point is, it's the way we eat, so it's just kind of a normal thing. Were you tempted to eat the birthday cake over there, or not even at all?
What does tempting mean?
Tempting it means, did you want to sneak a piece of it?
No.
No. Okay, there you go. An 8, almost 9-year-old girl.
That's why I had ice cream when...
when you got home, you got a treat, yeah, but I didn't know all about it. Anyway, very cool. Thank you, Ariana, for being on the
show.
Thanks,
Ariana. That's great. That's a great story, a great testament to your parents.
Great job, Ari. That was her secondary debut. She's pre-recorded like holiday messages before. Thanks, Ari.
Oh no, but she just goes with you to restaurants and goes and gets on stage and sings with the singer. She's real shy.
Yes, she is shy. That's right. Well, anyway, hey, thanks for another great episode of TMB and RSB as we went outside the box. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you for Justin on the board. Thank you to all the callers. And of course, tomorrow we've got Brian Hooker, PhD, and we're gonna do aloe vera discussion with Michael Haley from Aloe One. This is gonna be awesome. And Ty, we're going to be together at events. We'll tell everybody about it next time. But thank you for being here, my friend.
Yeah, and remember that the power to heal is yours.
The power to heal is yours, yes!
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School?
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.